Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If they can get some guys back, obviously it lends itself to what we were talking about earlier, which is just a better opportunity to evaluate what you have here with your quarterback, even with some of the other young guys, Dan. Though we've talked about wide receiver like crazy, I still think there are some guys there that I'd like to see more of and be able to maybe evaluate a little bit better. I like Cedric Tillman a lot, but we haven't seen it.
He too just needs to get on the field.
Well, he's been injured.
And yeah, it's sadly not the poor guy's fault with the concussions and everything else.
Well, but at some point, though, you know, if you're not on the field, you're not part of it.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you can't make the club from the tub.
Well, it's really true. But we've seen him play well in certain situations. Joe Flacco, you know, Jameis Winston. We've seen that, and I wonder if there's more to it. I want to see more of Isaiah Bond. You know, there are a couple of guys that you think, let's see this. Surprised they cut Jamari Thrash the other day. They brought him back.
Back on practice squad.
Right. He's back. But the fact that they were even willing to put him in a transaction, they probably weren't going to lose him. You know, probably called his agent, hey, here's what we're going to do. We want him back, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that he's in that position, to me, screams he's not really in your plans. But there are other guys to see. So hopefully if these guys are able to come back, be healthy, it'll help the entire offense and ultimately help your thinking with Shador.
I want to see them use Isaiah Bond in a role that isn't just, hey, run fast in a straight line. I would love to see what that guy could do.
Can I add this to it? And can we see Malachi Corley do more than run a jet sweep? They seem to have limited these two young guys to these things. Not exclusively, but predominantly.
And who knows on the Isaiah Bond front? Maybe the ball flying off of his helmet is pretty much all they needed to see to go, okay, he's not ready to handle that yet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's that simple that they're, you know, using that as, I don't want to say holding it up against the guy or holding it above the guy, because I don't think that's the right way to think of it, but maybe that's something that's making them caution against using him as anything more than, hey, just run in a straight line, if you don't mind. Like, I would like to see them run a slant with him and hit him in stride and see, you know, let him get a head start and see what the speed looks like. I just think that would be an asset this team doesn't have. And it would be less touches for Jerry Jeudy, which is a win for all of us.
Todd's in Ward 1. Hello, Todd.
All right, Todd.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan. I'm in a perpetual state of struggle, but that's not what I called about.
Good point. I'd find someone more qualified if you want to talk about that.
So the answer to your question is no. I haven't seen enough from Shador to say that this is our guy for next year. However, collectively, as Jeff and I have discussed on air, collectively, the quarterback room looks good for next year. Don't draft another one. Watson, Gabriel, and Sanders, in any particular order, will probably be just fine if we get the necessary offensive line. That is what's going to determine the level of quarterback play that is going to be most needed. We need three offensive linemen, and we should get them two in the draft, first round, and maybe even go get one in the second round, too. There's an exception to this with me. Those linebackers from Georgia are fast and excellent tacklers. I don't know if they're coming out. I haven't looked. But separate from that, it's going to be determined by the quality of play, the offensive line, as to what we're going to need most in a quarterback. So Shador has not shown enough, but he's in a room where collectively they'll be okay. Just hold him down for next year. Oh, exiting note, Isaiah Bond's going to be our number one receiver next year. He just needed a whole year to get through. You'll see.
Todd,
talk me into it.
Can't argue with that.
Talk me into it. I hope you're right. I would love for that to be the case.
If this team comes back next year and there's nobody at wide receiver who you think pushes Jerry Jeudy for the status of the, you know, the perceived number one receiver, that's a problem.
That might be the closest I will ever see you to rioting, would be if they come back next year with this same wide receiver group. I think that is the closest I will ever get you to rioting.
Dano, how long have we worked together on this show?
Goodness, 6 years I think it's been now.
Good how long gravy. Have I been complaining about the depth and talent at wide receiver?
Goodness, has it been 6 years now? Good gravy.
I'll tell you when. Ever since Jarvis Landry and Odell weren't here anymore. That's when.
But even then, I think you were saying, hey, you should probably go get one more.
And you know why? Again.
Ooh, I don't know if Donovan Peoples-Jones is that guy. I heard you say that.
But take a look around the league. Teams that are really good have wide receivers in waves. Look at your Packers. Now, do the Packers have an absolute beast?
No.
But do they have four or five guys who you think, yep. Yes, they do.
They build it like a basketball team.
Right. They have four or five guys who you think, yep.
Christian Watson.
I've mentioned Tampa Bay numerous times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Baker's driving a sports car down there. He has wide receivers out the wazoo. I mean, they went out and brought in two young guys this year, Emeka Abuka and Tez Johnson. And guess what? They can both play. And you add them to McMillan and Godwin. Come on, man.
Goodness, look at the Rams.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Puka Nacua, you went out and you moved on from Cooper Kupp. You brought in Devontae Adams. You add in Tutu Atwell coming off of the injured list. I mean, they always seem to have another guy about ready to come up who's going to make some noise.
I agree. Martin is in Highland Heights. Hi, Martin.
All right, Martin.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, don't forget now you made me a friend of the show.
Martin's a friend of the show.
thank you. guys, now, I was listening. Yes, I think that Shador, these next three games, is very critical for him. But also, Jeff, something that you've been saying, you've been like harping on Shador's percentage. Look at, you just got through talking about our wide receivers. First of all, I've been a Browns fan since the late 60s. I'm 68 years old. I've seen every quarterback that came here. The most talented quarterback that we had, to me, since I've been watching, and this is, I'm going to just say it off the top of my head, was Baker Mayfield. I like Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar was good. I really like him, but he didn't have the athletic ability. He had the smarts and that. I've seen everything, the drive, the fumble, the frostbite in Minnesota. I've seen it all.
Good resume.
We've been changing quarterbacks every year since I've been watching the Browns. Over 50 years, we have no patience with quarterbacks. The wide receivers, Jeff, his percentage is low because, first of all, they're not getting open. And usually when they do get open, the catch they made is contested. Look at the throw he threw to Judy on the money, but that receiver was right there. The defensive back took it from him.
Martin, there have been good throws, but there have been bad throws too.
Oh yeah,
you just can't say a quarterback has the worst completion percentage in the NFL.
Peaks and valleys of the rookie quarterback,
and some of it's not on him. But that Martin, that's okay. He's a rookie, and he's in hope, fingers crossed here, that he's going to get better. It's okay.
Some of it's on him. But then, okay, what would you rather for him? Hold the ball and take a sack? What about the ones when he throw away because ain't nobody open and he got to run out of pocket?
Every quarterback does that. And see, Martin, I admire your passion for the guy, but every quarterback does that. Every quarterback throws the ball away. You know, that's not why you have the worst completion percentage in the NFL. That's not why. Well, can we just admit he's got to get better at it?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's okay.
There's not a darn thing wrong with that.
Right. He has to get better at it.
I got to get better
okay.
at a lot of stuff.
No, you don't, Dan.
I got a board better.
About as good
you
as
you get.
You
got a host better. We'll get it fixed.
You're about as good as you get.
We'll get it fixed.
No, I don't. Steven's in Lyndhurst. Steven.
Hey, well, I just listened to that last guy. He said he's seen all the Browns quarterbacks, and so have I. You know, I'm 58 in my era. Ernie Kosar, the three FC champions.
There you go, Steven.
I don't know where this guy been. I don't know what he thinks he's been watching. But for me, I'm simplifying things. You know, I've seen enough from Shador because all I need Shador to show me is he has those intangibles and he can do his part. It's about doing your job. And the way Kevin Stefanski got this team as of now, it's just not a winning football team. It wasn't a winning football team last year. And if you watch that game Sunday, the first thing they opened up and they showed Kevin Stefanski on the sideline with a 42-53 record. You know, he hasn't won no division titles in 6 years. We haven't been to no AFC championship games. And if people think, oh, I can go out here and get this Superman of a quarterback and all of a sudden everything gonna be hunky-dory. It's more to football than that. You have to do your job. The Sunday's game, no running game. I don't even think Q ran for what? 12 yards? Shador was the leading rusher for the last two football games.
Not good.
So I've seen enough from Shador to say, if we go in with him in that draft class that Barry just had with Q, Junkins, Schwarzenegger, Finnan, and Bunn, if we build around that with a new head coach, a new philosophy, a new vision, a new offensive coordinator, I think we can be an 800 team next year. You got to take baby steps. That's just my opinion.
All right, Steven, thank you very much. Again, there are bigger issues here than being able to proclaim a franchise quarterback.
Yep.
That, to me, is the basis of this entire thing and what we've been discussing this morning. And I honestly think Shador can do the franchise a lot of good if he goes out and plays well these final three games. Because at the very least, it buys the franchise time and it buys Shador time to perhaps go out and have a full season to be the starter and show things. Again, I don't think he's had enough time to say, yep, we got a guy. I also don't think Dylan Gabriel has had enough time to say, yep, we don't have a guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.